The State Department of Law is suing a second opioid manufacturer alleging deception around the addictiveness of painkillers that contributed to Alaska's opioid epidemic. It's part of the state's effort to hold drug companies accountable and recoup costs associated with widespread opioid misuse and addiction. State attorneys announced today a lawsuit against Mallinckrodt, manufacturer of several opioid medications. The lawsuit alleges Mallinckrodt played down the risks of its products while exaggerating the benefits and using deception in marketing the drugs to doctors and other prescribers. Here's Assistant Attorney General Cynthia Franklin with the state's Consumer Protection Unit.
Because these companies were so eager to expand usage and therefore expand their profit, they need to help us make it right.
Mallinckrodt is the largest opioid manufacturer in the country and represents the third opioid-related lawsuit Alaska has filed. The state sued Purdue Pharma, maker of the drug OxyContin, in 2017. Dozens of other states, cities, and tribal organizations have filed similar suits in state and federal courts. Franklin says the lawsuits are aimed at preventing negligence, but the state is also seeking money to deal with a public health crisis.
Part of it is recouping, you know, money that the state has spent through its healthcare programs. But more than that, part of the lawsuits that Alaska has filed so far are seeking remediation costs. So there are a lot of treatments that we have not been able to afford.
The case against Purdue is working its way through Alaska Superior Court. A judge last summer denied Purdue's motion to dismiss the case. Franklin says there's a good chance the lawsuit against Mallinckrodt filed today will not be the last.